Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us today is Mayor DeZine Extension District 4-H Agent Carla Hightower. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
Always nice to hear from you. Not only do we learn things, we are in the process of discovering more and more information, and you've got some discovery stuff to tell us about.
That's right. We're getting ready here in June 7th through the 9th will be the 100th anniversary of Discovery Days.
Oh, cool.
Kansas State University for 4-H. Started out as 4-H Roundup. In fact, my grandma went to 4-H Roundup from Linn County. I don't know how old she was, but in her upper teens. And I went many times as a 4-H'er as well. And now we're taking other 4-H'ers, teen 4-H'ers basically, ages 13 to 18, to Kansas State University to have a mini college experience at our 4-H Discovery Days. And it's a really a kind of a neat program. They stay in the dorms. They go to classes on campus. And they learn more about career and educational opportunities, career readiness skills that prepare you for life after high school. And they also are given opportunities to develop responsibility, confidence, independence, accountability, problem-solving, decision-making, and time management. It's a great way to meet new people. There's usually somebody for almost every county in the state, so there's lots of different things there. And like I said, so what they stay in the dorms, and then they get actually attend classes. And some of the classes that are offered this year, they're getting to see an Alpha of Clovia house tour and workshop, which Alpha of Clovia is the house at K-State that kind of is 4-H alumni who's going to K-State stay there, young ladies. And then we also have finding your purpose and exploration of career opportunities in agriculture. They're talking water in Kansas, grain processing for food and feed. They have feeding your future. They can have a thing on conflict management. We also have creating and sharing with the Hale Library Sutherland Foundation Innovation Lab. And I know one of my 4-H'ers who went last year, and when they talked about that, she actually went on a campus visit at K-State and got to talk a little bit more about the Innovation Lab and some things that she could do while on campus with them. So it's a great opportunity to just learn more about K-State and more about what you want to do in the future. There's some things on weaving. There's some cooking classes. There's a little bit of everything for anyone who wants to do it. So it's a great opportunity if you're a 4-H'er and you're 13 to 18 years old. You know, you might check out Discovery Days. It's a great opportunity and a lot of fun.
That does sound like a lot of fun. I'm especially interested in the weaving portion, but if you had a math class, I know my son would sign up first. That would be his thing. Let me take all the math courses. Is there physics?
Yes.
Now, suppose somebody either wants to get involved in Discovery Days, or maybe they're thinking they want to get into 4-H just for all of the other neat stuff. How do they get a hold of you? How do they sign up?
Oh, that's a great question. I should have said something about that. But basically, just call our office, 913-294-4306, or it's also available on website. We have many clubs across the Mayor DeZine District. And, you know, if you are interested in Discovery Days, there's still time to sign up. In 4-H, at least here in the Mayor DeZine District, we have till May 1st for new enrollment. Then you can actually sign up to go to Discovery Days. There is a cost to Discovery Days, and like I said, but we do provide transportation and have a lot of fun up there. So anyone who's interested in 4-H, or, you know, if you're not yet Discovery Days eligible ages, but you still would like to know more about 4-H, you know, just give us a call.
Definitely. And it sounds like a really good way to kind of ease that transition of here's something kind of like what you can expect once you've graduated. If you're looking at the idea of college, here's what it might look like for you. Good.
Yeah, I know that when I went to K-State, because I am a K-State graduate, you know, I relied on my Discovery Days. I felt like I already knew the campus because I'd already been there for Discovery Days. I'd already walked from the dorms to the union and those type of things. And so, you know, it does kind of help give you that familiarity.
A little less
overwhelming. Even if you don't end up going with K-State, that's okay. But you still have that, you kind of learn what a college campus is like.
All right. Sounds like a good thing all the way around. And you do this every year?
Yes.
Okay.
We've done it every year. So
outstanding.
For the last 100 years.
Well, looking forward to hearing some updates on how this one goes. And then on to year 101. Thank you very much. And we look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you.
Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory.